Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
From yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 25th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lavina. How you doing, Lavina?
Hey, I'm good. It's a little bit early for me. I was just telling you. It's been a while, but, you know, I'm just glad that I could be talking about Big Brother on a live feed update. It's just sad that it has to be on a week where probably losing one of my favorite players of all time, but hey, you never know. Expect the unexpected is what they say. The kids say these days. So,
Yes. All right. Well, very happy to have you with me here, Lavina. We are here to update you guys on everything that has happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 20 in the house, and not a whole lot. Just a little bit of an update from the previous day. Yesterday, I talked about how Bailey and Davon were thinking about moving toward Tyler and maybe trying to move in that direction. And we're going to see a little bit of an update there, some movement happening there. But we're also going to see some campaigning from Janelle and Kacer that's probably not going to matter much. But we got a couple of things to update you on that will, I imagine, end up mattering in the long run. So let's talk about it. We start the day with Janelle and Kacer. Janelle, yes, the best way to start the day. It's a fully balanced Janelle and Kacer meal. Soon it will be unbalanced.
Right.
But, what would Kacer be? The carbs or the, is Janelle the protein?
I'd say so. Judging off of, you know, the conversations yesterday, I would say that. Okay. The carbs versus protein. But I like carbs, so that's fine.
Yeah. They have a conversation. Kacer kicks it off, just like, should I just piss people off so you can stay? I mean, Janelle, you're a better player than me. Like, is this what I should do? She's like, look, I'm not going to disagree with that. But no, it's not. Kacer, stop.
I mean, he was doing this like all day. He was just like, should I fall down on my sword and die? Should I want to be here? Like, we see, like, this is kind of a theme throughout the day, and it kind of ends with people telling him to snap out of it, which is good. But yeah, we'll be seeing a lot of this throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. She asks him what he thinks he's going to do if he stays, and he's just kind of like, I mean, I think I have to just work with Cody and Tyler, right? And she's like, I mean, I guess so. He's like, do you have any advice for me? She's like, well, you know, just chill. It's like, stop freaking out. Like, don't try to lead people to the promised land. Like, that's all
you
need
to do. What did I say in that pregame speculation podcast? He can't help it. This is him. Like, he's not going to change. And it's just one of those things where it's like, he's like in his 40s now or something.
He's 40.
Or he just turned 40. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell him he's 42.
No, we won't. He's a crisp 20. But yeah, he's not going to change it. 40. I mean, crisp 20.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen.
I mean, he also talks about, like, it's crazy that it's been so long since we talked, Janelle, and we're only best friends when we're on the show. Like, that's weird. I hope that we can change that moving forward. Like, I've been bad at that. Like, it's hard to maintain these kinds of relationships. He's like, how many best friends do you have? And she's like, I don't know, like 20.
Do I even have 20 regular friends? Like, that's what I was thinking when I watched that conversation, which was my favorite conversation of the day. But it was so funny when she was like, yeah, you know, my big brother bestie, I think you could be my big brother bestie with Brittany. And I'm like, I saw your tweet. You're like, imagine a world where your big brother besties are Kacer and Brittany, or like vice versa. And I'm like, that's the perfect position to be in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you may not succeed at Big Brother, but you did succeed at winning, like, the best Big Brother friends, right?
Yep, you succeed in life.
Yeah. Kacer says, look, Janelle, you're just like, you're very strong. You're so composed. You're just so great, except for when you're talking crap about people. And she's like, hey, I only talk crap about one person. You know, the one with terrible fashion sense. He's all right.
I mean, is she wrong? Sorry.
Janelle and Bailey have been going in pretty hard on Nicole's choice of bathing suit.
You know, don't shoot the first shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my mentality of it.
When choosing bathing suits?
You can go with that. But I'm saying, like, generally, like, the crap talking situation, it's like, don't shoot the first shot, and don't let the person that you're aiming for find out about it. You know what I mean? So it's bound to happen.
Okay. How do you feel about Nicole's bathing suit?
I don't really think twice about it. I don't really watch the cams that she's on as much. to be perfectly honest with you, Taryn.
You see Nicole and you just look away. You're just,
I'm like, all right, cam three. All right, nope, not quad anymore. All right, let's switch to, like, the audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Janelle and Kacer. Tyler's going to talk with David. They agree that Janelle is the person that they are planning to send home. Tyler says, look, I didn't want it to be this way because I do need big targets in this house. And I feel like Danny is playing the best game in here. She's planting, she plants seeds and then she walks away. And I disagree with Tyler. I don't think she's playing the best game, but she is the most dangerous to him. I also don't think she plants seeds and walks away. I think she plants seeds and then, like, pours water over them constantly.
She does not walk away. She lingers. She dwells in it. She drags on the conversation, all of that.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, do you see anything in the ground there?
Yeah, literally. No?
I mean, this circle right here, is that a seed that is right there? Did you see this seed?
Yep, literally.
You saw it? Well, what happens if it grows? Did you think about that?
And then it becomes their fault, whoever she's talking to.
Yeah.
Not her idea, not her fault. It's yours.
Great idea. That seed will grow. Oh man, you're smart.
There we go. I'm right up here.
David said that Bailey's playing well too. And you know what, Tyler? She would pick you over Cody in a situation, you know, you worrying about you both being on the block together. And Tyler's like, that's surprising, but great. Great mm-hmm. to hear. Love it. He says, David, I feel like you're good. I feel like you're doing well. Enzo and Cody are saying that they wish that you were closer with them, but I get it. Like this, you know, all boys rumor is kind of putting getting in the way of that, but like that's the only thing that you know that I hear about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like the David Tyler duo, I guess you could call it, would be way better if, I don't know, David doesn't talk that much, because I feel like in a lot of conversations that he has, he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I mean, obviously we're going to get to it, but I don't know. I feel like if somehow people find out about the pair, then Tyler could be possibly become a target. But I don't know. I feel like that might not happen. It's Tyler.
So. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's so weird because they're polar opposites socially. Mm-hmm. Like Tyler is very inviting, and he likes to make people feel comfortable. You know, we talked about this house analogy yesterday, that like he invites them into his home and it's mm-hmm. very well furnished. And David, even when talking to his allies, feels like he has like, you know, get out, beware of Pitbull. He's got signs in front of his house. Like, no. Stay away. Do not ask me for information. I will not give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't, and he just comes off very intense, very like matter of fact. Like he's like talking at you kind of situation. And I guess the word would be stubborn, because I was just going to say he's not going to really budge on his opinion and how he feels about you. But yeah, that'd be stubborn.
Yeah. I guess, you know, when he's talking to Tyler, he does try, I think, mm-hmm. to say it's just the communication is the problem mm-hmm. with David, where it's just it can be tricky. Now, I do think this is an OK conversation. It's just like he doesn't have enough enthusiasm mm-hmm. when he's talking game. We've talked about that before. He's so, here's the thing about David, too, is that when he's not talking game, he can be so enthusiastic and mm-hmm. cheerful and playful. Like that David, if he translated that David to game talk David, I think he'd be fine. But like it's as soon as he starts talking game, it's just he shuts down.
Yeah. And that's the David that I root for. Like I came into the season, people were doubting him. They're saying he doesn't deserve to be here. And I was like, look, he deserves a second chance. I'm down to watch to see what he can do. And at first, when I turn on the feeds, I was like, this guy's awesome. Like, you know, I feel like he's making good connections socially. But then when he talks about game, it's like the energy isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, Tyler gives him this tip. Enzo and Cody, they kind of wish that you were closer to them. He spends the day hanging out with Enzo and Cody. And he just kind of bonds with them socially. And he does that well. You know, he's got a mind in there. He's operating mm-hmm. in the game. It's really just like I really feel like David is not as bad at the game as people think he is in terms of like his own strategic thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think that it's just like trying to communicate those thoughts that make him so bad at the game, if that makes sense. He's not like a dumb mm-hmm. player. He's just so bad at communicating that he can't play well at all.
For sure. I think that we saw a little bit of that last season too. And that's what a lot of people wanted to see him, or sorry, that's why people wanted to see him get into the house as an actual player. But for this season, I think that the main thing that's driving people away from that, and they think that, oh, he's just so bad at this, you know, is the fact of the whole Nicole A situation where he's still talking about it and the conversation that we'll get to eventually. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a horrible read. And so people are just kind of jumping to the, he has no read on the house whatsoever. And I feel like he doesn't give, like you said, he doesn't communicate what he's thinking enough. So that's why people are just like, he's a bad read, not a good player. We're done with this guy. And they're just kind of like leaving it.
Yeah. So Christmas is going to talk to Nicole. She talks about wanting, kind of wanting Day out, that she feels like Davon is somebody that that might actually come after her. Now, she talks with Bailey a lot, Christmas, and she used to talk to Davon, but she says Davon, like, hasn't spoken to me since last week. Instead, she's off in the hammock talking to Kevin every night, and she feels like that's just bad. Like, she feels like, okay, so Davon is like going to target people like me. I think, I don't know. He's just not into it. This is kind of like, you know, been put into her head that Davon has been acting like she doesn't trust people and that she might come after people. Nicole, though, thinks, Day's not the problem. Bailey is the problem. Bailey is the person that we should go after. Has nothing to do with the fact that we have a thing going now. it's Bailey. And Christmas is like, yeah. I mean, for you, it's Bailey. For me, it's Davon. I think that's about what it is.
Yeah. And that's another theme that's around the house today, especially, is kind of like, oh, Davon's public enemy number one now. And, you know, with by association, okay, Bailey too, you know. And I feel like, you know, Davon is just feeling nervous, and she doesn't. And even I think Bailey was having a conversation with David later on, and she said that, you know, Davon needs to lock in soon. You know, she's just feeling kind of like nervous all around. And I think that that might be what's coming off to other people, in particular Christmas. But yeah, I don't know. Christmas was spreading this kind of thing around all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, this is kind of a common theme for Nicole throughout the day, that like everybody keeps saying, let's target Davon, and she's like, why don't we target Davon? She's like, what about Bailey? But nobody agrees with her that Bailey should be targeted ahead of Davon. Everyone thinks it should be Davon. And so she's not going to be able to like get her way there for now, at least. But that's going to happen throughout the day. Danny's going to talk with Janelle, or Janelle's going to talk with Danny, I should say, starting to campaign. Danny says, look, Janelle, I feel like the house is wanting you out. And Janelle does something here. I don't think it was intentional, but I liked the overall like potential of it, where she says, well, I think here's what I think where it stands. I think Ian and David are close to Kacer. They're going to be votes for Kacer, so I don't have them. And you know, Kacer's smarter than me, by the way, as a player. She talks about like how David, you know, I heard from Day that David told Kacer that he'd always have his back in the game, or something like that. And like, I like this thought, again, this thought process where you're kind of implying that Kacer has some connections that maybe other people don't know about that make him potentially a worse person to keep in the game. But it's not really going to go anywhere, because she chose David, and nobody's going to believe that David is close to Kacer that way.
Right. And I feel like another thing too is that, like we said in the beginning, I just feel like all this campaign talk is not going to lead to much of anywhere. It's just going to end up with probably Janelle going home on Thursday, and it's going to leave Kacer in the house. And, you know, a majority of people want Kacer to do well, like the fans. And I feel like if she's telling anybody, and it's Danny, that Danny's just going to go run to Cody and tell him like, oh, well, Janelle said that, you know, Ian and David are close to Kacer and this, that, and the other. And he has connections now. And they're like, oh, okay, well, easy week next week. Let's just take Kacer out. And we have a better reason to now because he has more connections than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not great. It's not great. And it's, so Janelle also does this thing. I feel like a lot of players on the block make this mistake where Janelle looks at the fact that there are 11 votes. There's 11 votes in the house, which means she needs six. And so she starts counting to Danny. Where can I grab different people to somehow formulate six votes? I can maybe get Bailey is the only one I know for sure. Bailey will vote for me. And then I would have to also get Kevin, and maybe with Bailey I get Devon. And then I don't know. I could maybe grab maybe I could go for David. And then I could maybe get I don't know, Ian's going to vote with Nicole. Nicole's definitely against me. Maybe could I get Cody? She's looking to find six people that she can get. And this is the problem that I think a lot of players on the block have, which is that she's campaigning to get six votes, but she's way more likely to get nine votes than six votes, right? She's way more likely to have the entire house, the entire Cody group flip over to keep her than she is to find six random people, you know, cobbled together to make six. And with that in mind, the person that she should be campaigning to the most is Cody and Danny, but campaigning to Danny in a different way. She's asking Danny, if I can get five, will you be my sixth? Danny's never going to be the sixth there, right? Yeah. She will be the ninth, but she will never be the sixth.
Right. The whole group has to agree on it. And particularly, you have to get someone like Nicole Franzel to flip. And I don't know if that's exactly the easiest feat, but, you know, the only way to do it would to be exactly like you said, to try to talk to Cody and, you know, have Danny there and see if you can. But yeah, when I was listening to this conversation, I was like, this is in my notes, I think I wrote down that Janelle talking to a wall, because I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. Danny is not going to budge. Like I said, she's just going to walk over to Cody, which I think she literally walked up to Cody. He was in the bathroom right away. And you're going to tell him everything that you heard, whether it be now, whether it be later. So I don't know. And she was giving her a whole lot of nothing. And it was a lot of oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Isn't that kind of a tell to you?
Even worse. The first time Janelle asks, if I get five, will you be my sixth? Danny goes, well, who do you think you have?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, here are all of the people that I have. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you again. If I get five, will you be my sixth? I've got to think about it. I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I don't want to lie to you. I'm not sure. Janelle repeats this conversation by saying Danny basically said she'd be my sick. She's taking this Janelle for some reason has so much trust in Danny. They the pre-gaming that they did must have been so convincing, because Danny is doing everything but flat out saying no to Janelle, and Janelle is taking it as a, I think I got Danny if I get five.
Yeah. And I think it's all stems from the pre-gaming. It all stems from the pre-existing relationship. They had they have a friendship outside of the house, and they touched on that a little bit. And I think Danny was telling Janelle, what happened to us? What happened in here? You know, kind of alluding to why aren't we a strong duo kind of situation in the house right now? And I think that that's what Janelle's holding on to. It's just, I don't know. It's just a matter of that friendship. And, you know, I can't say I blame Janelle. I'm not in her position, but you know, there's two sides to it. And I feel like if someone is giving me a whole lot of pausing, like you said, or, you know, oh yeah, for sure, or filler content when they're talking back to me, I would kind of read that as a no, but I can see why she would read it as a yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't really personally, but
I'm too nice, Taryn.
ask me if you're going to be on another update. and then you'll take it as a yes if I go,
Right. Yeah. But then again, it's like, well, Taryn, we have a pre-existing relationship. Like, we're friends. We're cool outside of this, you know? Like,
that's true. You know, I'm lying for the bit. That's the problem. Yeah.
Right.
I guess exactly. I just proved your point.
There you go. We proved each other's.
All right. So Danny does go and talk to Cody. And this is what I was talking about with the like just pouring water on the seat. She goes, so Cody, totally natural question, just throwing this out there. Who are the next three people that you want to target? Well, Janelle, not including Janelle. Well, Kacer next, then Day. And then I don't know, we go from there. Like, I don't know. She's like, no, but who are you leaning towards? Kevin, maybe? Like, I don't know. We can't plan it ahead of time. She's like, okay. But who are you least close to in the house? It's like, I don't know how I feel about Christmas, I guess. After those people, I don't know. It's like, okay. How do you feel about Tyler? Like, okay, we're now getting to the point of all of these questions. Honestly, about game wise, length wise, about Tyler.
Yeah. And see, I think that this is decent strategy. Like, if this was, I don't know, like, it's like, you don't want people to think that it's your idea. So you just want it to think it's their idea. Like, oh, you said it, you know, let me nudge you towards these names and get information out of you. But it has nothing to do with me. It doesn't trace back to me. So I can say that it's a good strategy, but at the same time, it might bug the living hell out of Cody or whoever else she might be talking to. So it's like, I don't know. I want to say Danny's playing one of the best games, but stuff like this, sometimes I'm like, is she slipping? Is she, I don't know. Hopefully.
She's just not very subtle. I feel, again, I feel this way watching her. She mostly gets away with it. Although Tyler's onto her, Cody was onto her. But other people aren't, like Janelle and Bailey. So it's like, I don't know. But for me, like, I feel like this is way sketchier than just straight up asking, like, how do you feel about Tyler? To ask like five preliminary questions where you obviously don't care about the answer, and you're looking for a specific thing, and the determination that it shows that you continue to ask until you finally admit, like, okay, but what I'm really asking for is how do you feel about Tyler? That tells me that this is something that is like very much on your mind, and it's a much bigger giveaway to me than even just throwing out, like, so, you know, I was talking to Tyler earlier, like, how do you feel about Tyler? But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, and it reads very, I'm playing both sides. Like, I don't know, that's just what it comes off to me a little bit, because it's like, oh, if you were to go up to Cody and say, how do you feel about Janelle? Or, well, you know how he feels about Janelle, but like, how do you feel about going after Kacer next week? Straight up kind of a situation. It's like, okay, she's with us completely. But if she's like, who do you want to target next week? Like, you know, kind of like stammering around the question. It just seems like, hey, maybe she's trying to maintain a relationship with Kacer or whoever else. That's how it reads to me.
Well, Cody says about Tyler that, he'll be difficult to beat in the end. And Danny says, I completely agree. She says, after last time, there's no way he loses a jury vote. Everybody will be like, you know, should have won last time. He'll definitely win this time. And Cody's like, yeah, good point. She says, look, I wanted to be around for a long time, but, you know, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nicole comes and joins the conversation. Nicole lets them know that Christmas told her that Bailey said that she wants to put Cody up, and that Cody talks to a lot of people. So watch out for Cody. Cody's like, are you serious? I will put her up. Why is she still going around? When did this happen? She's like, she told me today. And he's like, oh my God, this is terrible. This is terrible. So this is bad for Bailey.
Very bad for Bailey. And I feel like she doesn't even really like know that she might become a target. Did that even happen? Or I didn't see that on the feed. That was
so just another. Bailey has a lot of conversations with Christmas where she talks about a lot of things. She has said to Christmas in the past that Cody's got his hands in a lot of pots. I don't know if it happened that day, but she definitely had that conversation with Christmas in the past. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if Nicole got this information previously and decided to say it today, because she's trying to shift the target from Davon to Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that do you think that Nicole is going to try to bring Davon? I mean, I know what Nicole is doing. I know that she's just trying to gain herself allies and wants to keep Davon all to herself, kind of a situation, but I don't know. I feel like, how do they not see that? Like, how do you guys not see that they played in this season? You know, it's the same thing as like, okay, well, why don't you guys see Nicole and Cody as a pair? Like, it's the same kind of thing. That's how I see it.
Yeah. I mean, they never fully got along on their season. And they don't talk too much this season. I don't know. I don't think that like they're a power duo by any means. I really feel like Nicole trying to protect Davon is less trying to protect Davon and more just trying to get rid of Bailey. Mm-hmm. In my view. But we'll see. Danny says that Ian told him that he'd put up Bailey and Kacer. Those would be Ian's nominations, presumably for Ian to target Bailey, because he doesn't want to target Kacer. Danny says, well, would you want Bailey out before Kacer, though? And Cody's just like, well, if she's coming after us, if she's saying my name, then maybe we should target Bailey before Kacer. But Danny says, whoa, Cody, just last night you were telling me the Kacer needs to go because if Janelle comes back, they'll be back together as a duo. He's like, you're right. Using my own logic against me. Kacer would have to go first.
Yeah. I mean, is Janelle even going to come back? Because it doesn't look like it. Yeah.
But they think she is.
That's true. I don't know. I feel like if they leave Kacer, then he's just going to hopefully continue, unless he's, you know, remaining lack of energy. I'm sure that he'll feel a little bit better within the next week if he stays or when he stays. If they leave Kacer, then he's just going to build connections. So I really hope that, you know, they leave him. Be honest, I'm selfish, but
this logic is unfortunately too sound, especially because it's exactly what happened to Danny in season 13, that she left Rachel in the game and then Brendan came back and then guess who won the game. So I do feel like Kacer's chances of staying are dropping for next week. Bailey and Davon talking to Tyler, we'll talk about it very soon. That's also going to decrease the chances, I think, of Kacer staying next week. Buybacks, even when they don't happen, are influencing the game in unfortunate ways. But Janelle's going to have a conversation with David. She's like, where's your head at with things? He says, I don't know. You were both campaigning to get me out, so just waiting to see how the house feels. Janelle's like, just so you know, I voted for you to stay. So, well, you know, there were lies going out there. You were manipulating Nicole Anthony. And I was like, oh my God, on my life. That girl had a mental breakdown. I didn't do anything to her. And I don't have anything to do with Memphis either. Like, I swear to you, she just lost it. Had nothing to do with me. Don't think that way. He's like, well, you campaigned against me. I was like, yeah, but I voted for you. He's like, does that really matter? He's like, I mean, can we look, that's in the past. Can we work together moving forward? And he's like, I just have no reason to believe anything that you say. You've lied to me before. To you? Like, what was the lie? What did I lie to you? It doesn't matter. The intent of trying to find a lie to get you is to get you to argue over it. There's no sense in trying to find a path to that place where we just go in that direction. So, do you deny that lies, rumors, speculation about me spread by you? Lies? No, I mean, speculation, maybe. Yeah. Speculation,
mm-hmm,
about me. I came into this game last time. Nobody talked to me and I was out early and I came into this game. I wanted to do things. And when, you know, people, you say things, lies, speculations.
This is his energy level. This is like his real energy level.
That path. Yeah. Yeah. So you understand, Luvina. You get it. It hurts my game when things like that happen.
Right. See, that's like, it's just one of those things where it's like, you are so low energy and you are... And like what I wrote down, what he said, he actually said, I have no historical reference to have trust with you. What does that even mean? Like, why would you say it like that? It was just so frustrating to watch. Like when I was watching that on the feeds, I was like, I'm going to cancel these feeds and I'm like, I'm out. But it was, I don't know. And then he brought up the whole Nicole A thing. He was like, I believe that you used Nicole. And then Janelle's just like, this again, like, here we go, you know, there's just not going to be, then it was the whole, like, oh, Nicole A, like, screwed over me and Kacer, and it was this whole thing, and that's what I meant about David being stubborn. It's like, he's not going to budge on what on how he feels about these particular people, and then he says, oh, here's my evidence, it's, you use Nicole A, and, like, you campaigned against me, and you know, even if she tells him, like, no, I wasn't campaigning against you, I was campaigning to save Nicole, it's just going to keep that same low energy.
Yeah. And I will say again, like, I do think that, you know, a lot of people sort of saw this conversation via, you know, transcriptions on Twitter, right? And the words themselves, like, they sound particularly bad. Now, I actually don't think that this conversation is as dumb as it sounds. It's just very poorly communicated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to translate this conversation into like normal, you know, human speak, that's basically David is just doing the thing where he tells somebody, I'm not going to vote for you because you've wronged me. Right. And what he's saying is, you campaigned against me last week. You spread rumors about me being in an all guys thing, which has really hurt my game. And like, why would I want to work with you moving forward when that's what you did? You know, why would I want to save you? And Janelle is saying, what? I voted for you to stay. And he's like, that doesn't matter. And so she's like, well, I didn't lie about you. Like, yeah, but you spread rumors about me, which is as effective as lying about me. And it hurt my game when you did that. And it's not something that I appreciated. Like, that was like what David was trying to communicate, which sounds a lot more reasonable. Still not a great move to just be so open and dismissive to somebody. Mm-hmm. But like, much more reasonable than what he tries to communicate, which is, well, historically, there's no data for that particular portion of evidence. And, you know, if you think about the way that lies spread in this house,
like,
how it operates, do we need to go down the path of the intent of trying to find this unfortunate situation?
It's just dragged out. Like, the way that you just kind of like condensed it into what, like, four sentences was so respectable. I'm like, okay, you know what? Fine. Like, if that's how you feel, like, hey, I can move on. Next campaign, I don't think I got this guy. Let's move on. You know, like, that was four sentences. I think that conversation was like freaking like 20 minutes in the storage room. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, just kill me now. But yeah, I don't know. They don't have his vote. Mm-hmm. Or she doesn't have his vote.
Yeah. So Kacer's going to talk with Janelle. Janelle is very frustrated with her conversation with David. She's like, this guy, what is wrong with him? And now I will say again, like, Janelle in this conversation, like, she's not good in this conversation either. You know, she's very like Janelle. Part of why I think we love her is that she's just really bad at being fake. And she's also pretty bad at being genuine because she sounds fake when she's being genuine. And she sounds really fake when she's being fake. And so, like, literally when Janelle ends this conversation with David, she's like, he's like, I hope you can understand. And she's like, I totally, totally respect that. And, you know, I respect you. You know, you're so clean. And I like that you clean the house. And so, like, I just have a lot of respect for that. And so, you know, us.
Gave me like physical pain. Like, I shuddered a little bit for both of them.
Yeah. But so she's frustrated with David. Kacer is frustrated with Ian. He just had a conversation with Ian where, you know, before he was talking to Ian and it felt like they were connecting a little bit. Ian is now like completely shutting Kacer out, and still acting like he's gonna like it's hard to convey. Like, when Kacer talked to Ian, Ian was basically like, yep, this is kind of the situation you're in, but it's actually kind of a good one, so you shouldn't be upset. And you know, down the line, I think that you know, you could essentially be useful to me. And Kacer was like, that was not fun. That I did not like that conversation with Ian.
Yeah, and another person who is not very great at being fake is also Ian. So
yeah.
That wasn't great to watch either.
So Bailey's then going to go and talk to Tyler. She goes up there and says, look, I want to continue our friendship. I want to continue to be friends with you. So with that in mind, I love our six, but I've got Devon as my best, you know, girlfriend, my number one girl. I need a number one boy. And I feel like you are a good candidate for that, Tyler. Very funny way to approach that. So she's like, let's do this. Yeah, let's make a two right here. And Tyler's like, amazing. Down. I'm in. Let's make this happen. She's like, this is great. Like, I want to be able to like continue this friendship with you both in the house and outside of the house. Like, I feel like we can make this work. Can we come up with a name? And they're like, oh man, a name. I'm not sure. We'll have to think about it. But like within the six, they are now a two. And this is the continuation from the previous day where they had talked about wanting to do this. She kind of gives them a heads up that like Day is going to come and talk to him too. And there it is. This could be very valuable for both of their games. Again, though, for Devon and Bailey, it might be a little late, to save one of them. This is potentially huge for at least one of them, potentially both of them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it sucks that's happening this week because, like you said, it's slightly too late because Tyler cannot compete for HOH. So unless one of them wins HOH, I feel like they have a good chance of being up there next to Kacer. Or if not both of them, if whoever is the HOH decides, okay, I don't want to target Kacer, It's just bad luck, I guess. And not even bad luck. It's like, I feel like they could have had that conversation way earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is interesting to me. I imagine that's what's going through Tyler's mind right now is, with this conversation with Bailey, I think Tyler is now like fully committed to Bailey. He really burns her and takes her out pre-jury, or he has to remain mostly committed to this thing, because if he burns her in any way and she's in the jury, she will demolish him. She will do everything in her power to make sure he doesn't win this game. Because this is not just a game relationship. She makes that clear. This is personal. They want to be able to trust each other and work with each other and be friends outside of the game. And so, Tyler, I think even if he didn't want to, be fully committed to this, I think he has to be. And I think he probably knows that. But I do think he wants to be, and I do think it's valuable to him. So this is a very interesting development, and I think it could be it could throw a big wrench into the plans of Danny in particular, but you know, also potentially this group at large with Cody.
Definitely. And I feel like coming into the house, I feel like this was bound to happen, and I feel like particularly Tyler wanted this to happen. Obviously, you know, the culture of the house, and he didn't know what was going to happen in the house, or like he was going to end up in alliances and whatnot. But I feel like, you know, what, even though it's a little bit late on Bailey's part, for Bailey, I think it's still a great thing. And I think that Tyler will remain loyal, like you said, because I don't think he wants to feel like he messed up two times with the same person. And because Bailey was his deciding vote, wasn't it?
When he lost. Yeah. I mean, you know, any of the votes were technically the deciding votes, but true. Yes, if he had, well, the thing is, if he had Bailey, he would have also had like, I think a couple other votes. So, totally. So yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, he'll want to, like, I personally like this duo. I want to watch this duo. I want to see their interactions, because they had previously played on opposite sides of the house. I want to see how they can, and they had that huge blow up, obviously. So it's kind of nice to see how people can work together after having such a polarizing season. And, you know, I don't know how they've been on the off season or anything, but yeah, I'm excited to see what develops with that.
Devon is going to talk to Kacer. She lets him know that she loves him and doesn't want him to give up, because he's kind of feeling down. He's kind of feeling like he doesn't want to campaign. She says, no, don't you do that. You got to campaign. They were going to want to be friends outside the house. And also, if he stays, they can work together. And that's something that that Kacer wants. Kacer and Janelle both are coming back around on Devon, that she is. They really thought that she had like ratted them out. But now they're feeling like it was more so Kevin and even more so Nicole Anthony. They have a long conversation together, Janelle and Kacer, about how like she screwed us so bad. She lit our games on fire and walked out the door. And Janelle's like, what is wrong with this girl? And Kacer's like, be nice. She just she had a breakdown. It's not her fault. They have the same conversation over again. Like she played back to back, and she was like, I played back to back and I'm fine. And he's like, people work in different ways. Janelle does have like a lack of empathy, which I think is part of why she has trouble connecting to people in the game sometimes. But it's always funny watching these interact, because Janelle is like, you know, the internet bashing Nicole, and Kacer is like, you know, the I don't even know.
Dad.
Yeah, Kacer's like, come on, guys, come on.
Yeah, we don't deserve Kacer. Even just back to the conversation with Devon, he was like, I'm not campaigning against my girl. And I was like, my heart's exploding right now. So the whole day I was like, oh my God, we can never lose Kacer. But besides that, yeah, like the whole empathy thing with Janelle, that's the reason why she comes off fake when she's not even being fake. Like, that's why, like, because people just kind of know, like, people are aware of it. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's not all that wrong about, you know, Nicole A literally lighting their game on fire and making it explode, but you know, I don't know. I think at one point they just have to move, or she just has to move on and see if she can get something done, which I doubt, but hey,
yeah.
Like I said.
I mean, like Janelle is just like, she is so strong. And I think she sometimes has trouble seeing that other people aren't as strong as she is. And she has a hard time relating to that, to people who don't have her strength. And so I think that's potentially part of the problem here. So Day is going to go up and talk to Tyler. She says that look, Tyler, I'm happy with what's going on with the six, but I'm not stupid. I know that other things are going on. And so I want us to have a thing. And Tyler's like, I'm down. I'm all about the group, but I agree. It does not make sense to go out in sixth place. So setting this up for the future, I think, can be valuable. We don't have to talk about it a lot in the meantime, but setting it up for the future, I think, would be very good. And we can let each other know if, you know, things are happening, things are going down, like give each other a heads up. And she says, yes, and I'm down for the cause. I'm in for the six, but I feel the most comfortable with you. And he agrees. He says, yeah, you were one of the first people I talked to. And then we drifted apart. I see you being quiet in meetings. And I get it, but like, and she's like, yeah, you know, I don't want to be at the bottom of the barrel. Every season I join up in these big alliances, and then I feel like I'm at the bottom and it all goes wrong. And Tyler's like, I get that. Totally get that. But I think that you need to like show more engagement sometimes. Like it's something that I don't think it's a problem necessarily. It's a problem. But if I notice it, other people are probably noticing it. They are. And maybe it would be helpful if you like engaged more and you talked more and you like showed more enthusiasm about like the six to show that like you're in. And she's like, yeah, Bailey talked to me about that too. It's something that I need to start doing more often. And this to me was the most positive sign here. Now we know that Devon is not only a sinking ship, but she's already half sunk. So I doubt that Tyler wants to jump on board that ship, but I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to say, hey, you got some holes here that maybe if you patched those up a little bit, maybe if the ship started coming back up to the surface, maybe this is a ship I can jump aboard eventually, even though I can't do it right now.
Right. And I just feel like, man, Tyler is in another good position in another season. I just feel like if I was on the stock watch, I'd probably give him like an 8 or 9 right now. Like, honestly, I just feel like if Devon were to patch up those holes in her ship, who's putting up Tyler, you know, like at this point. And I know that, you know, Danny and Cody had that conversation, like, hey, we got to get rid of, you know, like what about Tyler in the future? But I feel like they're not going to be willing to take that shot. I just, in my heart, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Right. Like in the coming weeks, who's going to put up Tyler? I just feel like at this point, he's positioned himself well enough to guaranteed jury, guaranteed past jury. I don't know. It's just Tyler, man. It's great to watch. Willing to admit.
He gets people to come to him for sure. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, I'm glad you're talking to me again, because I feel like it's been a minute. Mm-hmm. And she says, yes, I know. Like, I've been, it wasn't like I was intentionally avoiding you, Tyler. It's just that, like, mm-hmm. I've been in kind of like observant mode. And when I'm being observant, I tend to be very quiet. Cause like, I don't want to get in trouble, by like talking too much. And so I've been kind of shut down for, you know, the last little bit of time, but like I'm back in it now. And you can really like, you can see this, like, basically, you know, the storyline of Devon, like a week ago from today ish she got in trouble for testing people and you know, throwing some lies out there. She got caught, and then she did kind of, you know, shut down, and then start to get observant and look and watch and not speak too much. And that just really just let this, you know, Devon, anti-Devon sentiment spread. But now she's back In the game, she feels comfortable again with this new meeting of the six and this grouping and this new plan to get close to Tyler. And she's talking more and she's talking to Tyler. And I think she's like getting Tyler a little bit back on board. She's talking to Kaser again. Being like, hey, let's chat. Let's work together. She's working her way back into the fold again. It's just like it might be a little too late. But she might have some buffer time because of this idea that Kaser definitely needs to go next week. If Kaser goes next week, Devon might have some time to recover. If Kaser does not go, if Kaser wins the veto, if something like that happens, or if the wrong person wins in HOH, even though I do think Tyler giving her advice is a good sign that Tyler is maybe interested in protecting her and keeping her around if possible, I think he also wouldn't mind if somebody else ended up clipping Devon, and then, oops, I guess Bailey only has me now. So we'll see.
What I'm curious about is what would Devon do if she won HOH? Because I'm kind of drawing a blank in my head, and I feel like that's a good possibility.
Yeah, so her and Bailey have talked about, potentially putting up like Nicole and Ian, which would definitely send Ian home. In fact, a lot of the outsiders, Kevin has talked about this, like, even Kaser has talked about like maybe Nicole and Ian or Nicole and Kevin or something like that. A lot of people talking about putting up Nicole in a spot where she wouldn't go home, but talking about putting up Nicole for sure next to like Ian or Kevin. So it nothing that will help a whole lot, I think, overall.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just feel like the power alliance is being the power alliance, as we can see.
Yeah. So that was mostly the day. Kevin and Danny do talk late into the night. They're talking about the votes, Janelle and Kaser. Danny at one point does say that, and this might have just been weird wording by her, but Danny says Vanessa was supposed to be here, but she had little kids. Meaning, I took this to mean Danny, who seems to have done some level of pre-gaming, was maybe contacting Vanessa, and Vanessa maybe said that she was contacted and maybe said no because of her kids, but maybe that she would have said yes if not for that, which for me at least is news, because I didn't know if Vanessa would ever come back, even if she could, because she's kind of seems like she's over it. But me being very hopeful, I took this to mean that Danny has information that says that Vanessa would have come back if not for having little kids at home.
Can you imagine what a difference the season would be? Like, what would happen?
Vanessa would be just not having the Cody thing.
Vanessa, we want you in the house. Like, I can't. She's just so mesmerizing to watch. Like, Big Brother 17 is just underrated in general, I feel like, as a modern season.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, I mean, Vanessa's whole thing is that she cracks open the power structure if she's not included in it. So, granted, she might have been an early, she might have been the first boot, actually. Cody with the first HOH. I think Cody probably recognizes that Vanessa would be a danger to his game. But who knows? All right. So something to note, though, Kevin and Danny have been talking a lot lately, Kevin has been going to Danny a lot. He obviously talks to Devon a lot, but he's also been going to Danny, and Danny is not a fan of Kevin. Danny feels like Kevin is somebody being used by Day. In fact, when she's having that conversation with Cody and Nicole earlier in the day, Kevin keeps popping in, and then Day pops in, and she's like, you see that? Day's sending Kevin in, and then she's coming in herself. So she's like trying to essentially, I think what she's doing with Kevin is trying to like wrest him away from Devon and to some degree. And I don't think she'll like fully succeed. I think Kevin will always choose Devon, but she's trying to develop that relationship. And if Devon does go home, I think that Kevin might end up running to Danny, but who knows?
Probably. I could see that happening just because of, patterns.
Yeah. Just because you expect to be disappointed by Kevin.
Wait, so far. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's no BB-11, but.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what we have from the day. Livia, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, I was taking like notes on basically everything. And one of my last lines that I have is just so stupid that I want to share it. Janelle and David and like, I think Kaser were in the bathroom doing skincare. And I wrote, Janelle's skincare lesson to David is iconic. So I just wanted to share that. I mean, that was like a really good break, you know?
She was talking about, what was it? The stuff like in your face.
Yeah. I'm super like, I'm a skincare nerd. So that's why I was like, oh my God, I'm like zoning into this conversation right now. She was talking about like, like using retinol on your face and how it's like, collagen building.
Collagen. That's the thing. Yeah.
It was so fun.
She was like, when you're 37, call me. I'll help you. I'll help you out as your face sinks and sags.
I will call her. I will get her phone number and I will call her.
Yeah. Just get in touch with her BB bestie, one of her BB besties, and they'll pass her number along.
Oh my God, I'll get in touch with Kaser. I'd love to.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we have for the day. Thank you guys so much for joining me. You can, later tonight, the Stock Watch Roundtable will be happening at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you are interested in contributing, rating the players, I will be releasing the survey for the podcast, for the roundtable, for the Stock Watch, after this podcast ends on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. The survey will be there. You can rate the players 1 out of 10 based on their game. And then we will talk about it later tonight on the podcast, and we'll update the prices and we'll see how you guys have done this week on realitystockwatch.com, buying and selling the house guests stocks. I'll of course be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. Lavina, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I use that the most, at LPAVS with 2 S's, LPAVSS. I think I spelled that right.
All right. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. That's where you can find the survey. And you can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Thank you once again for joining us. See you next time.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.